Sewer rates in the town of Normal are going to increase. It's part of a long-term plan to maintain the system. The town council is also moving toward regular meetings with the Unit 5 school board. In the studio to talk about that and the process to hire a new city manager is Mayor Pro Tem and long-serving Normal council member Jeff Fritzen. Jeff, thanks for sitting in for Mayor Coos today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Mike.
What did you hear from consultants who looked at the town's sewer infrastructure about the state of the town's sewer system and its future needs?
Well, fortunately, this is a proactive approach to working on our sewers, and they obviously found some areas of concern. We have a pretty sizable sewer system, and so you know you're bound to have some issues. Some of it, the system is over 75 years old, and then you've got another, out from there, 50 to 75 years old, and then even the areas that are in that 25 to 50 year range, those are starting to get some age on them. But they found some issues, but we don't have any, pending catastrophes out there, which was good to hear. And I think, what we're attempting to do here, like I said, is be proactive in addressing our sewer system and not have to go in and do catastrophe recovery.
So did the evaluation helped inform the future costs, and then that helped inform the rate increase?
Right. You have to do an assessment first to see where you are. And of course they couldn't assess every mile of our sewer system or every manhole. I was surprised we have over 3,000 manholes. That's a staggering number when you stop and think about it. But so they selectively assessed part of the system. I think from that assessment, they can apply that a similar, probably similar findings had they been able to do the entire system. And then you start building a plan on how to address those things. And as you figure out how to address those things, you obviously attach some cost to that. So it's a rather methodical approach to it. But I think it's one that as we have in Normal for quite some time with plans like these, it helps us look out in the immediate future, the first 5 years. And then this study also made recommendations beyond that, which will be somewhat fluid, because as we get into these first 5 years, actually do some things that may adjust, those future considerations 5 years beyond that. But we're looking at a 5 to 10 year plan. So, I think it's something that gives us a roadmap to correcting some things.
Should or could the town have been addressing this issue a little earlier so that we'd see a doubling of rates over 7 years, maybe over 10 years, maybe rather than 5 years?
Yeah. That question came up during the meeting last night, because you start kind of questioning, what have we neglected this for some time or what? And, the response really to that was that, there are some regulations that are imposed on, operations like ours from a higher authority that caused communities like ours to start taking a closer look at things. In addition, there's technological changes which allow you to go in and make a better assessment. And so I think just over time, those types of things coming together led us to that point. And we've been talking about it for a few years already, actually. So those things all kind of coming together make this the time to get started. Could we have started sooner? Yes, but like I said, we did start. We've been talking about this for 5 years anyway, and the study's been ongoing for a period of time. And if you can imagine putting a camera mechanism down into your sewer and running it through your sewer to take pictures of it and to allow you to do a good assessment, that's a slow process, and we've got miles and miles of sewer.
Sure, so certainly better than doubling over 1 year to take care of catastrophic emergencies.
Exactly.
Why are user fee only? Why not mix in some tax dollars in there as well?
Well, we have two funds, water and sewer, that we call enterprise funds, and they're designed to pay their own way. So if we have to bond for improvements, then that system's expected to pay back those bonds. Those aren't general obligation bonds against the entire town operation. Those are against the enterprise system itself. So we treat these as kind of standalone businesses underneath the umbrella of the town.
Will these fees be used for bonds, or will it be a pay-as-you-go situation?
We're hoping probably pay-as-you-go. We're not looking at bonding for any of those things. What we're looking at is the sewer fund at this point doesn't have any excess money available to do large capital improvements. So the initial increase in the user rate is greater than it will be in the out years. And then, the incremental increase in that maintenance fee will be pretty steady over the period of time. But the idea is to help us build a fund so that we can start doing projects and then accumulate some funds so that we can carry on beyond that.
And the town has been addressing some of these issues. A couple of years ago, some of the sewers were replaced on the so-called tree streets, Cherry Oak, Walnut, Maple, that area of the town. Was that a pay-as-you-go situation as well?
Right, yeah. We don't currently have any bonds out there for sewer repairs.
Will someone who uses the system more pay more in the long run with the rate structure?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons more weight was put on the user fee as opposed to the maintenance fee. The maintenance fee is something that every single user is going to pay that same amount every month. And just as a reminder, our bills go out every 2 months. So when you get your bill, that shows the cost for doing 2 months usage and the like. But so some of the statements, some of the reports show a monthly cost, but it actually gets billed every other month. Then the users, if I'm a small user, then I'm not going to be as impacted as the large users, but that's how it should be. The system, it's kind of like motor fuel tax and things like that. If you're a big user of the roadway, you're going to pay more for that use. So that's kind of how this is modeled as well.
Bloomington will admit they're behind on sewer maintenance. That's caused a backlog of resurfacing projects because you don't want to resurface if you're going to have to dig up the road later. Is this going to help avoid that situation in the town of Normal?
I hope so. And that's one of the technological things that's available to us now that wasn't before. Is the ability to go into the sewer and line the existing sewer with a material that basically creates a new pipe without having to dig something up and place a new pipe in the ground. And that's one thing where some of our younger sewers with iron ductile pipe and the like, we've experienced some very corrosive soil situations, which until you develop these new areas, you don't know that that's there. And so there's some failures that have come sooner than anticipated there. But with some of that new technology, we can go in and reline existing pipe, basically create a new pipe inside the pipe and avoid some of that excavation.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Councilmember Jeff Fritzen is in for Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos.